Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. How many times does this song say, Alleluia? Four times. Each time we sing it through, that is. Alleluia comes from the Hebrew word Hallelujah. And you know what it means? It literally means praise the Lord. We can praise God for Jesus and what Jesus has done for us.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, Hallelujah. Raise your joys and triumph.
We are wrapping up this corner and practicing the books of the Bible. Okay, let's see how fast we can say it. Can we say it a little faster? I think we can. I want you to say it right along with me. We're going to do it together, and we're going to see how quickly we can do it. Are you ready? Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Were you able to keep up? Well, let's go ahead and do it one more time. We're just going to go a bit slower. All right? We want it to be perfect. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Hi, boys and girls. Last time we talked a little bit about how Jesus rested in the tomb on the Sabbath day, right? And how in the Ten Commandments, it says that we are to rest on the Sabbath day. What did Matthew call Friday? Do you remember? The preparation day, which means they were to prepare for Sabbath. Do you have a preparation day in your home? Do you prepare for the Sabbath so that you can rest and spend time with Jesus? Oh, I hope you do. We always like to get all of our work done on Friday so that we can just rest and enjoy time with Jesus and time with each other on Sabbath. We also talked about the different people and how they felt about Jesus dying, like Pilate and the priests and the rulers, Joseph and Nicodemus, and some of the people that had come to Jerusalem for the Passover. Well, now we're going to look at Jesus' disciples. How were they feeling? We're going to find out in just a minute. But before we get started, we want to pray and ask Jesus to be with us. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and this chance that we have to spend time with you. We ask and we pray that you will give us wisdom, understanding, to learn more about you. Amen. Jesus' special disciples felt sick with disappointment. even though the priests and the rulers had remembered that he had said he was going to rise again. Do you think the disciples remembered? No, they had forgotten. They had forgotten Jesus' promise that he would rise again on the third day. You know what else they forgot? About what Jesus said about the sign of Jonah. Do you know the story of Jonah? The story of Jonah is actually recorded in the Old Testament about a prophet who God said to go to Nineveh and tell them that their evil wickedness has come before God and they would be destroyed. But what did Jonah do? He ran the opposite direction. God said, go one way. And he said, actually, I'm going to go this other way. And he ran away. He found himself on a boat headed across the sea. And as he was on that boat, there was a storm that came. And he ended up realizing that it was his fault that there was this storm and they were all going to die. So he told the sailors, throw me overboard. And when they did, he sunk down into the sea and a big fish swallowed him. How long does the Bible say that he was in the belly of that fish? Do you know? 3 days and three nights. Now, fast forward to Jesus' day and age. He told his disciples that there was going to be a sign of Jonah. A sign of Jonah? Well, let's read about it. Let's see what he said. We're going to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, then we're going to chapter 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Matthew chapter 12. And we're going to look at verse. Those are the little numbers under 12, verse 39 and 40. Let's see what that says. Matthew chapter 12, verses 39 and 40.
But he answered and said to them, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
He said that there would be a sign given, the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, then how long was the Son of Man going to be in the heart of the earth? What did he say? 3 days and three nights. But you know what? Many people become very confused about this verse. Do you know why? Because when did Jesus die? He died on when? Friday afternoon. He rested on the grave on Sabbath, and on Sunday morning he rose. Now, from that, we can get 3 days, right? Friday, Sabbath, Sunday. But no matter how you look at it, it's only two nights, not three nights. Friday night and Saturday night. So people get really confused, and they've even given up their faith in Jesus because it looks like this passage of Scripture is all wrong. Did you know that it's not wrong? That Jesus is right all the time? Are you kind of curious like I am to figure out, well, how do you get another night? Well, I read a little book called The Sign of Jonah. It's by Amazing Facts, and they have a free online book that you can download. If you want to read it, it's actually pretty interesting, and I think you could like it. I loved how it explained this scripture, and so I'm going to share some of their thoughts with you. If you want to read that book together as a family, I'm going to put a link in the description below, or you can just search The Sign of Jonah and Amazing Facts, and it should pop up. You know, the New Testament was written in Greek when it was written. That's a different language than the English version that I have in front of me. And maybe some of you speak or read in more than one language, do you? Well, the Bible was written in Greek. It wasn't written in English. It wasn't written in Swahili. It wasn't written in Afrikaans. It was written in Greek. And then it was translated into the language that you read it in today. So we're going to look at the phrase, in the heart of the earth. You can find part of that phrase, of the earth, many, many places in the Bible. And did you know that not one of those places means the grave? It just means on the earth, or this world, or on this planet. The Strong's Concordance says the Greek word cardia, or heart, means thoughts or feelings. When you put those two meanings together, those two translations together, in the heart of the earth can also be translated in the middle or the midst of the world. So for 3 days and three nights, Jesus was in the clutches of the world. He was being held onto by the world. Do you remember when the sins of the world were placed on Jesus' shoulders? When was that? It was Thursday night, right after the Last Supper, when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. The world's sins were placed on Jesus. And do you remember how he begged God, "Please take this cup from me, but not my will, your will be done." When did Jesus rise from the grave? As a conqueror of sin and a conqueror of this world. Sunday morning. So let's count. We have Thursday night, and then we have Friday. Then we have Friday night, then we have Sabbath, Saturday night, and Sunday. Is that 3 days and three nights? It is. So Matthew was talking about Jesus taking the sin for us. He was in the clutches of the sin of this earth for 3 days and three nights. Would Jesus keep his promise and rise again? Well, the Roman soldiers were guarding the tomb. But besides the Roman soldiers, two armies were there watching that nobody could see. Who do you think it was? It was Satan and his angels and God's angels. They were both there. You know, the disciples had forgotten Jesus' promise to rise again. But who didn't forget? Satan didn't forget. He knew that if Jesus came back to life, then guess what? There's no hope for him. His kingdom would end. And everyone, every single person who had chosen to obey him would die forever. But everyone who chose Jesus in his kingdom, they would be resurrected someday. Yes, they might die. We have so many people today that die even though they love Jesus. But you know what? They will be resurrected. They would live forever. No wonder Satan had an army of his strongest angels there. He wanted to keep Jesus from ever coming out of the grave, because if Jesus came out, Satan's kingdom was ended. But you know what? Who's stronger than Satan? Jesus is. Jesus' good angels are stronger than Satan too. There was a much stronger army of good angels there. They knew that Jesus would come out of the tomb, and they were waiting to welcome him. Suddenly, at the very darkest part of the night, what happened? Look at Matthew chapter 28. We are now in the last chapter of Matthew. Matthew chapter 28, verses 2 through 4. Matthew chapter 28, right at the back, verse 2, 3, and 4. We're going to read that. What does it say?
"And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men."
Satan's angels were so terrified that they fled, leaving Satan angry and helpless. That was an exciting Sunday morning, and we are going to find out even more next time about what happened next. You know, God is so amazing. He is so wonderful. He is so much greater and bigger and more everything than us, that we cannot understand many things about our wonderful God. We cannot understand how Jesus can be God and yet be human too. But did you know that because Jesus came as a human being, we know that no matter how much we might suffer, Jesus understands. He knows how we feel. He knows what we go through, and He is there for us. He's there for you. Aren't you glad? I am so glad that Jesus is there. Let's pray and thank Him. Dear Lord, we are so thankful that because You became a human, You know what we go through. You understand our suffering. And just like You rose from the dead, You give us the opportunity to rise from the dead and live with You forever. Lord, thank You for Your sacrifice and Your promise to us. Amen.
Acts 17, verse 3.
Many children are anxious, depressed, and suicidal. They have trouble making sense of the chaos in their lives. Hi, I'm Rachel Nelson, a pediatrician and mother, and I want to introduce you to the Explore the Future Prophecy Seminar just for kids. This exciting seminar will introduce children to Jesus as the source of peace, happiness, and life. As children understand that Jesus knows the future, they will be filled with hope as they realize that despite the apparent chaos in this world, Jesus is still in charge, and most importantly, He is coming back very soon to become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Watch this seminar for free on startingwithjesus.com and stay tuned for the updated seminar, which will be released May 2022. We must present real answers to children's questions if we're going to turn fear into confidence and depression into peace. Explore the future and experience Jesus. www.startingwithjesus.com.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.